temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Paul Skeens pitches today, and it's an event. I think it's going to be a big crowd for a Thursday afternoon. School's not out yet, but I think you're going to have a whole bunch of fans packing that ballpark today. Probably not a sellout, but 27K maybe, something like that, which for a Thursday game in May is really good. I've had a bunch of people text me seeing if I wanted to go to the game. I have a lot of friends, Dorian.
Yeah, I know.
That people just want to hang out with me.
Popular.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people, just anecdotally. Hey, you're going down to see Skeens. Perfect time to see Skeens. The weather's great. Skeens, Skeens, Skeens. It is an event, and you said it perfectly, man, in the last segment. Whether you're there or not, you don't want to miss a single pitch this guy throws. Who's the last Pittsburgh athlete that connoted any kind of feelings like this? And there's someone that was mentioned on the text line that I actually thought about, and you would be surprised that I thought about. I wonder if you might get there organically. But can you think of a guy who created this kind of buzz every time they took the field or the ice? Or the
I mean, obviously Crosby. Yeah. I mean, outside of him.
Early Sid. I mean, any Sid, but early Sid in particular, yeah. You wanted to hang on every shift. Lemieux, obviously, you wanted to hang on every shift. Early Malkin. I feel like Gerrit Cole, you didn't want to miss any of his starts when he got called up. I don't know if Cole, I do know, Cole did not match this level of fervor in a fever pitch, in the excitement. And Sid, he was going to play every night for 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's going every fifth or sixth day, meaning you get less opportunities. He's going to make probably 25-ish starts the major league level. You don't want to blink. You don't want to miss it. The guy that was texted in about was Larry Fitzgerald at Pitt.
Yeah.
Because he really was just head and shoulders above really anybody in college football at the time, and you're going to get to see him six times that year.
Yeah, I remember that vividly. I remember that vividly, and just, you know, every time he was on TV, just made a huge play, and you knew that he was the reason why Pitt was going to be in any game. And back in 2003, Larry Fitzgerald, that is a very, very, very good one. I mean, even like in a way, I guess like Troy Polamalu. Like if we want to relate to Skeens and say like he pitches every 6 day, got to put football in that category because that's like, you know, every 6 day, right? So, I mean, outside of like the Bens and outside of the Crosbys,
young
the ones
Ben.
That we know, young Ben, like, yes.
Like rookie year Ben.
Yes.
Like they ain't losing and he looks different than anybody that they had wearing a Steelers uniform going all the way back to the blonde bomber. Yeah. Early Ben would do it. Larry Fitzgerald, even for just as a college football fan, you wanted to see that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's few and far between though. And your point about Troy's a good one because the way I've always described Troy is if you took someone to a game and they don't watch football, even that person would go, who the hell is 43?
Right.
Because he's goofy.
Right.
Like, he is so much different and so much better than everyone else he's playing around. Yeah.
I'll throw you a bone here, too. I mean, Pat White.
Yes.
Pat White was must-see TV. I mean, every time that, I mean, I obviously played against him, what, 3 years of my career, but.
Yeah, there was some overlap there, yeah.
Even whenever, like, they would be on ESPN and we weren't playing, like, oh, yeah, got to watch Pat White.
Guys who every time they touched the ball could score.
Yes.
There was, I'm dead serious about this, too, and it does not reach the level of Paul Skeens mania right now. Don't laugh. Departed. when Garrett Jones got called up, and it felt like he was hitting a homer every other day, and he was a 4A player and wasn't a guy. It was like, is Garrett Jones going to hit a homer? When Josh Bell had that stretch where he was putting balls in the river routinely for like a month and a half, that was the most raw power we had seen in Pittsburgh since Stargell, since Kiner, and he was must-watch back then. You know, MVP McCutcheon was must-watch, but it wasn't as rare. He's going to be in the lineup every single day. Someone texted, this is a really good one, Doran Dickerson.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice. Nice. There's a lot of high school guys, though, like Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor was a must-watch. I know LeVar Arrington to people in the 90s was a must-watch. Those two guys right there, they come to mind. If you're thinking Pittsburgh and you're like, I got to see this guy play.
Yeah.
Those are two guys.
When you're thinking high school, for sure.
Those are two guys. Yes.
I just have one and it fell out of my head.
High school guy?
Yeah.
Recent?
Eh. In my lifetime. Huh. And it came, it went, it's gone. Huh. We need to put up a whiteboard and we're gonna put it right there, right behind the guest microphone. And it's going to say Crowley Flubs, and we're just going to tally it every morning. And if I go over a certain number by the end of the week, I got to do something goofy.
Yes.
Because the brain just, it's not working right now. 4-day weekend coming up, or a 3-day for me. Up, then there's a third flub. Son of a! 412-928-9370. Johan Hedberg, somebody texts in. He caught lightning in a bottle, but he wasn't must watch. Flurry early with the yellow pads, he was.
Do you know who's a must watch Pittsburgh native right now? Like, must watch.
TJ McConnell?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Like, if you like basketball a little bit and you're watching these playoffs, you have to watch TJ. He's unbelievable.
Why don't they play him more?
He's unbelievable.
I don't get it,
man. And it messes with you because you're like, how does this 5'11 guy that comes off the bench average...
Did you want to add a word there?
Yes. Average 13, 14 points and 6 assists off the bench. It's really unbelievable. I'm fascinated.
Is being the best sixth man, is that a good thing or is that an annoying thing?
That's
if I'm the best sixth man, and I think there's an argument to be made for him. If I'm the best sixth man in the NBA, I'm pissed off that I'm not one of my team's five guys.
I feel like if you're the best sixth man, you are basically playing your own game though. Like if you're the sixth man, you're going in for a starter. But and then the offense and the game is going through you.
Yeah.
Like it's two games. Like there's the starter's game of like, let's say Halliburton for the Pacers, and then when TJ comes in and he plays point, it's going through TJ. Mm-hmm. So like there's two games going on at once. So you're basically playing your own basketball game.
Yeah, and you actually to argue against my own point and to kind of piggyback off of you, you're the guy that they know you're good enough to be a starter, but they think you're going to punch it up. You're going to add that shot in the arm.
You're so valuable off the bench. You're basically the starter off the bench, and you're not the quality's not going to drop. But in your mind, like you want to be a starter.
Yes. He's been very, very
good. I mean,
I bet you the Pacers ratings are decent around here because of him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I do that. I was upset when my man Deuce McBride from West Virginia, the Knick, got eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the head coach of the Boston Celtics going right now.
There you go. Yeah, Missoula.
Easiest job in sports.
Right now, that or Andy Reid, yes.
I think Andy Reid has it. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, good pull by you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.